Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan in the most beautiful manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with two eyes, two ears, a mouth that has the upper jaw, the lower jaw, the upper layer of teeth, the lower layers of teeth, beautiful face, two hands, each have four fingers, one thumb, two legs. In fact, if we were to divide this beautiful body that Allah has created into two halves, you will see this beautiful symmetry of perfect symmetry in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there is one organ in the body that Allah has only given as one. Many parts of the body externally, internally, are in pairs. But the most important organ of the human body, which is the heart, that is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah has not created for any human being two hearts in one jawf. One jawf means this section where the heart is. So even when a lady has got a baby inside the stomach, that means the baby has got its own jawf. The baby has got its own jawf, and the lady has got her own jawf. Just to clarify this. So the Quran is saying that in each jawf, in each section, there is only one heart that Allah has created. So the heart is only one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also one. He is Ahad. Allah is one, and the heart, the most powerful organ in the human body, the heart, that is also one. Allah is one, the heart is one. If we can understand this, then let us move to the next step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given some very exclusive and unique features to insan, to human beings. An insan is alone in this. He does not share this feature with anything else. That feature is the ability that Allah has given insan to fall in love. To fall in love. The heart has the power to love. There is no other creation that has this ability. The angels, the malaika, they do as they are told. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only do that which has been prescribed. They never sin. Guna karte nahi. As for the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, they do my tasbih and they do my dhikr. So everything else does the tasbih, the dhikr, but insan with the tasbih, with the dhikr, there is one thing that is given to him which makes him very powerful, which makes him stand out. That is his ability to be attracted. That is his ability to love something, to have muhabbat for something. So insan has this ability to love, to make muhabbat with something. Now the ulama have mentioned, this is something very serious that we need to understand. The natural default system of a human being, especially with those who have iman, should be, and this would make him a very powerful person, that the heart should only be attracted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it should only fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can get that running, if that cycle is moving, if you are in that line, subhanallah, then this dunya becomes Jannatul Firdaus for you. Seriously. This dunya becomes Jannatul Firdaus. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this one organ a very powerful organ. That it is only one. Only one. You will not find two hearts anywhere in one jawf. Never. In one jawf, one heart. And Allah is the creator, and Allah is saying that I have made this heart. Insan has the ability to fall in love. But the problem is, my respected brothers, that the heart has been hijacked. That the heart has been hijacked. Everyone here, everyone, the heart has been hijacked. And we have sold this unique organ that Allah has given us to many things of this dunya. Many things of this dunya. In fact, sometimes multiple things, many, many things. And so the heart has been divided, like the cake has been divided. That is why when we pray salah, we just are like robots. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Sami Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The mind and the heart is somewhere else. Because the heart, the qalb, is not attracted. That the attraction of the heart is with something else. So what is this heart attracted to? Many things. Maybe unlawful love. You might have a girlfriend, somebody might have a boyfriend. 24 hours now the heart is attached to this. 24 hours. Unlawful lust. Addiction. Unlawful lust. 24 hours now it's there. Romantic love. Materialistic love. So there are many, many things. Wallahu alam. Many things that the heart can be attracted to. And then this heart, what shaitan does. And he works very hard. And this may be, my respected brother, something very deep. But wallahi, if a man can get this right, that is the foundation. That is his foundation upon which he stands. And if you sort it out from the foundation, from the root, then the fruits are good. Then the fruits are good. If your roots are good. But otherwise, if that is corrupted, then everything goes wrong. Today, unfortunately, people don't even understand this. People don't understand that. If he has one spot on the face, he can't sleep. It's spoiling my image. But what about something that is a cancer to your soul? What about something that is cancerous to you? It is there spiritually harming you. It is there, it's going to leave you destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. That is why the ulama have mentioned that this organ is one and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And insan is the only creation that has this ability to love and to fall in love. And you have to make sure that the heart falls in love with Allah. When you can do that, you can be in any part of the world. Nothing will affect you. Your iman will be very, very strong. Your iman will be very, very strong. Why? Because of your inner condition. Now generally, why would a human being be attracted to other things? To other items of the world? Maybe because of beauty? Well, if it is because of beauty, then Allah is the creator of beauty. Allah is the one who has given beauty. Then imagine how beautiful Allah must be. And the same beauty that we look at, within a few years it fades away. The same beauty goes away. Which beauty? If somebody likes something because of power or fame, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. The majestic one, the almighty. He is most powerful. If somebody is attracted to things that are of perfect nature or perfection, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most perfect. He is the creator of perfection. He is the one who has given everything. So in reality, everything that the heart gets attracted to, when a person really opens his mind and heart and everything that he needs to understand, it will lead only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why should we not be intelligent? Give that first momentum, that first step directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is very, very important. Now somebody might question you that, well, is it haram to love anything else of this dunya? No. The qaida kulliya, the thumb rule is, which is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The thumb rule is, ahibbu ma ahabballah. Love that which Allah also loves. What is the thumb rule? Love that which Allah also loves. That which Allah loves, you can love. You love the Quran, you can love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love the Sahaba, the Awliyaullah, the Sulaha, the Ulama. Everything that Allah loves, you can love. That permission is there. There is no problem. But the problem is when this insan gives the heart to something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where all the problems actually start. That is why there is one very, very beautiful verse of the Quran. And listen to this beautiful verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And this power is only given to those who have iman. So even from all of humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is singling out only one group of people. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have iman. Then their real condition should be, أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. They go to the extreme of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. That is jais. Going to the extreme of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the ulama have mentioned that the name of Allah has not been given to any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for the people of iman. That they can take the name of Allah, as in they can do the zikr, the remembrance of Allah with isme zat, with this name. Because this name is so powerful. There is no other name. If you look at the tasbih of the other creation, the birds, Allah has given the tasbih to the fishes, to the jinns, to the different creation of Allah, the tasbihat, you will notice, it is all the sifat, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do the tasbih, but as in remembering Allah by His attributes. But insan, Allah has given him that one name, which is Allah. Which is Allah. A very, very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in the Quran, if I remember, 2,698 times. The name Allah comes in the Quran how many times? 2,698 times. Very, very powerful. There is shifa in the name of Allah. There is shifa in the name of Allah. There is power in the Quran. Why is there power in the Quran? Because that is also the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You start listening to the Quran and you don't want to stop. You don't, unless your heart is completely dead and it needs to be charged. Completely dead. But the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very powerful. And so what we need to do, we need to remove all the other love that we have in the heart. The attractions, the other thing, we need to remove that from the heart. And work towards making that heart very strong and alive. That is why Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, if you look at his life, he was a master in every field, mashallah. Master in every field. But in his lifetime, he left the books. And he left everything. And he understood that this is not everything. In order to revive this, I have to cut away from everything. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi left everything and he went out. And when he came back, he came as the great Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, and he produced that masterpiece work of Ihya Ulumuddin. Ihya Ulumuddin. Subhanallah al-Azim. The problem today, my respected brothers, that we don't even think that there is something wrong with the heart. We don't even think. Hazrat Rabia Basriya, a very famous woman in Islam, who is considered to be the great Ashika, a lady who passionately loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very famous incident about her. It's written in all of her stories, or anybody that has written about her, this incident has been mentioned. And she would do many mystical things, subhanallah. So one day she had this, in one hand she was carrying a bucket of water, and in the other hand she had a piece of wood that was burning with fire on it, lit. So she had fire and she had water. And in her own world she was walking. So someone said, Rabia, where are you going? And she said that I have looked at the hearts of the people. And she said that I want to burn Jannah with this fire, that people should not love Jannah. People should not love Jannah. The direction should be that they love Allah but hope for Jannah. They love Allah but have hope for Jannah. And the fire that is there, Jahannam, let me put water on it. She was only giving some explanation. So that people should worship Allah for the love of Allah, not for the fear of Jahannam. As in, she was trying to give an explanation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything that we have today. Whoever we are, however we are qualified, any man, any woman, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how is it possible that we can divide this heart and share this heart with something else and also claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is something wrong. Once you take everything out from the heart, my respected brothers, then you begin to enjoy everything. Then you enjoy also the bayans and lectures. You begin to enjoy it. Then you begin to enjoy your salah. Then you begin to enjoy sitting in the masjid. You begin to enjoy doing everything. Everything. In fact, even if any kind of difficulty comes, there is no difficulty. Because you feel in your heart that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my respected brothers, what is the meaning of وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, that for those who have iman, they have extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we understand that? Extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today humanity is so busy, and they have fallen in love with things that they can see, the seen items. Things that they can observe, the observable items. So insan loves all the things that he can see. He is so busy loving the things that are seen that he has forgotten to love the unseen. That he has forgotten to love the unseen. And the greatest level is for a person to love the unseen, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these problems that we have, you move from one place to another place. Allahu Akbar, if your business goes down, your iman fades away. You know, every day you're taking maybe £500 for an example, and one day it is £50, and then you see face is sad, till ke upar gussa, nalayak, get out. Biwi ke upar gussa, the wife gets angry. Why, what's happened? Today only £50, example. Why is he angry? You know why? Because the heart is connected to the observable items. Anything that will happen, very quickly it has an effect on our iman. Very quickly. Very quickly. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But if you look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact before we go there, one as Muslim, we should think that in fact everything that Allah has given us, all the observable bounties are also from Allah Pak. Who are they from? Allah. Go home, the beautiful platter of food that is prepared for you, that is from who? Allah. The beautiful clothes that we put on, that is from who? Allah. The beautiful car that we drive, it is from who? Allah. The beautiful house that we have, it is from who? Allah. All the bedrooms and the rooms are furnished. It is from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given you a wife. It is from who? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you children. Children are from who? So in a way, everything again, all of the things go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is that we attach the heart to those items. When in reality, this organ, the heart, should only be reserved for one zat. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that there is an effort. It's not just by you sitting and listening to the bayan and that is it. It happens. Everything, there's an effort. To become a millionaire, to have an empire, there is so much effort, years of effort. Years of effort. To achieve that level of dunya, years of effort. For everything, there is effort. And this is also a very important effort. And so what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let your attraction be to the unseen, which is what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is very, very powerful. In fact, everything that you can see is a bounty from Allah, and the blessings that you can't even see, it is from Allah. Now, what are the blessings that you can't see? Iman. What is it? Iman. It is a blessing that you can't see. But this Iman is such a blessing which is from the unseen that you can't see. That insan should be so much thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he must give his entire heart only to Allah because Allah has given him that iman which is from the unseen. And also his connection with what? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That connection is also the unseen connection. And so he should also be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that blessing, which is an unseen blessing, that he is connected to Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at the life of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This level of Iman is actually called Imanul Anbiya. What is it called? Imanul Anbiya. This level is actually called Imanul Anbiya. How, my respected brothers? If you look at the life of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at all the blessings that was given to him, but immediately all these blessings were taken out from him. Think about it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in this dunya, the greatest support, the pillar of support is the father. What is it? Father. He is the greatest Nabi. He is Imamul Anbiya. There is no Nabi like him. No Nabi like him. But the father is not there. The father, this blessing, the bounty, Allah has taken away. Later on, Allah takes away the mother. Hazrat Abdullah goes, Hazrat Amina goes. Allah then takes away the grandfather. Abdul Muttalib is taken out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the uncle. Abu Talib goes. Oh, bye. Then the one who he loved, Bibi Khadijatul Kubra, she is gone. Then the uncle that he dearly loved, Hazrat Hamza, he is taken. Then one by one, all of his children, except for Bibi Fatima, all gone, taken. Look at the testing. But you see, the connection is not with the things that the eyes can observe. That is not the connection. The connection is not with these items. If it was you and I, where would our iman be? Where would our iman be? Somebody rang me, not from this country, but from another country. And he spoke to me and he says, Maulana Sahab, you know my brother. I said, indeed, I know your brother very well. He prays namaz, he does this, he does this, he does this. And he himself as a brother is praying namaz. Both brothers pray namaz. Young people, both. And he said that today, Maulana, I'm going to say something to you that might break your heart. That my iman with Allah, I feel it has become weak. I can't understand why this illness must touch my brother. By Allahu Akbar. So quick. So quick. That your now iman has become so weak because some calamity has touched your brother. So I said to him, I explained to him, I said, no, no. Inshallah, this is not what you are trying to tell me. This is not the way to say it. But look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything taken away. And then, imagine the city that he loved, the city of Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also takes the city away. And then when he leaves the city of Makkah, he's looking back. And he says, Makkah, I would never leave you if it was not for your people that have forced me to leave you. I would never leave you, O Makkah. And then he comes to this foreign territory. The people are there, but then again, the munafiqeen, the Jews, the Christians, a complete different group of a hate campaign and enemies that were there. But look at his life. But the connection, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such. The love of Allah was such. Today, you are reading the Quran and you see a lady in front of you walking and you look at the woman and you are reciting the Quran. Allahu Akbar. You are reading Surah Yasin and you were doing your tasbih and you're in town center. And you see this beautiful woman walking. And you forget the Quran. And you forget the tasbih. And you forget Allahu Akbar. And you forget Subhanallah. And you forget Allah. Allah, the creator of beauty. And your eyes are in that direction. Allahu Akbar. Your eyes are in that direction. There is a problem. Serious problem. We may not like certain things, but we have to address it, my respected brothers. Look at the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much he loved Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. How much he loved. But listen to this beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to the people that if there is anyone that I would take as my Khalil, Remember, Ibrahim is Khalilullah. Khalil means someone who is a very close friend. Very close friend. He is a Khalil. Allah's Nabi is saying, if I could take anybody in this world as my Khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr as my Khalil. But listen to me carefully. So you must understand the inner condition of your Nabi. And look at your heart. Look at your hearts and look at the heart of your Nabi. And he is saying, but I can't even take Abu Bakr as my Khalil. Because this heart is with Allah. Imagine that zone, that love that he has for Allah, in it Abu Bakr Siddiq cannot even coexist. That he does not even allow the coexistence of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that zone, my respected brothers, that zone we need to create. That a time can come that we can take 3 steps ahead and we say, you know what? No. For my Allah, I can sacrifice anything. That is what we call the love of Allah. For my Allah, I can sacrifice anything. We have seen some people when they accept Iman and Islam, they have been married for many, many years. Solid foundation. But Allah has given hidayat to the man. And he speaks to the wife. She is a mushrika. And says, you know what, this is hidayat. I am becoming a Muslim, you become a Muslima. And she says, no. He takes that very hard step. And he says, Teek. You know, there's great love between you and I. But I have to take that extra step because of my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no compromise. Have we got that love inside us? If we have that love, my respected brothers, good and well. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. That when you are alone with a woman, and then that fear of Allah takes inside you. No. I love my Allah more than everything in this world. You have your mobile phone in front of you. You have the screen in front of you. You are in your private domain, in your private life. The shaitan is pushing you towards guna. But you have the ability to restrain. And you push him back. And you say, no. There is nothing greater than Allah. He is Akbar. My heart, I have given my heart to my Allah and I can stop it. Subhanallah. Then you don't need your father's guidance. Then you don't need an alim to be around you. Then you don't need no one because you are with the nur that Allah has given you. Allah has opened your chest. Don't do khiyanat, my respected brothers. The heart is a very powerful organ. You can only give this heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you can do that, once the heart is attracted to Allah, you know, you see anything and you remember Allah. The apple that is there, somebody gives you an apple and you think of Allah. Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar. Look at the color, green. Subhanallah. Who has created this? Allah. In everything what you do, Allah. Allah. Bas Allah. You're sitting, there's no chain. You know what, you're not just happy. And you want to take your tasbih, and you just want to say, hang on, I want to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might be somewhere, all of a sudden you remember, no. Where have I pushed my heart to? Allah. That is my Allah. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be resting with Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then he would look at her. She asleep. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say that I realized that my Nabi loves nobody in this world like how he loves Allah. That he would be resting with me and he would only wait that as a husband I have to fulfill my duty, let my wife go to sleep. And he was eager. And if there was movement, he would still rest. But if he found me to be in a way that I am sleeping, quickly he would stand up and quickly he would stand in front of his Allah as if Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, there is nothing in the world but Allah and Rasulullah. So my respected brothers, if not 100%, then at least take a few steps to that very high level of achievement, to that grade of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop loving dunya, it will only corrupt us. Stop loving all the filth that is on your mobile phones and on this and that. The more you get glued to all these social networks, the more problem it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, my humble request is that I want to concentrate on these topics because these topics are very, very important. Let not the shaitan turn you away. You know, some people can do bayans that you enjoy and this and that. But no, bayans are this, that they make your islah, that they make my islah and they make your islah. That when we come out, we come with something that we feel that, no, hang on, subhanallah, we need to understand something. This is the maqsad. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Practically he would say, this is what you do. Take control of the heart. And then you will see, once the heart is under control, everything comes under control. And your iman will become like a mountain. Nothing can shake that iman. You can give anything for Allah and His Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah ta'ala, please do come and also invite others so that they also benefit and so that we understand this exercise of cleansing the heart. Inshallah, before the dua, let us close the eyes and do muraqabah for a few minutes and look down and concentrate towards the heart and let that heart, the filth that is there, or if there's anything else besides Allah, let us remove that and subhanallah, allow the beautiful name of Allah to enter the heart and think silently that my heart is saying the name of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم عافنا اللهم ارحمنا اللهم عافنا اللهم ارحمنا اللہ کریم ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما اللہ کریم ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم یا اللہ ہم سب کا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ کریم جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے اللہ کریم جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے جو دنیا سے چلے گئے یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما اللہ کریم رزق کے دروازے ہمارے لیے کھول دے اللہ کریم ہمیں ایمان دے تندرستی کے ساتھ اللہ کریم ہمیں وہ دل دے یا اللہ جو دل ہمیشہ یا اللہ تیری ذات کو یاد کرتا ہو اللہ جو ذاکرین میں سے ہو اللہ کریم فتنوں سے مصائب سے یا اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما فتنوں سے مصائب سے یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ وصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم العالمین